Hell, I needed to focus. I turned the corner, about to cross a crosswalk, and saw Brenna there, reusable shopping bags in her hands and a smile on her face. I knew what I needed to do, even if it made no sense, but I needed to get away. I needed to think. I wasn't going to do that with my family all around me.
Hey there,
Brenna said as she looked behind me.
Oh, you were at the cafe. Was it good?
Yeah, sure, I said, not answering. Hey, I have a question. She blinked up at me.
What is it?
Do you think you have room for one on that trip of yours? She blinked, staring at me.
You want to come with me on a road trip to my family reunion?
Confusion filled her tone. When you put it like that, it sounds idiotic, but I need a moment to think. I don't have to go to the family reunion, but getting out, that sounds good.
Is something wrong?
I shook my head. Nothing's wrong, but I need to just be. I don't know. I can usually just be when you're around. Her lips softened into a smile, and I wondered exactly why I had just said that. It was the truth, but it hadn't occurred to me until the words were already out of my mouth.
I needed time to think, too, so that's why I was doing the road trip.
Then forget I said anything.
No, I can think with you around, too. So sure, why the hell not? It's already going to be weird on a road trip by myself. I might as well bring you along and confuse everybody.
I snorted. I'm already really confused on my own.
That sounds about right, but okay. I leave the day after tomorrow. You sure you can do this?
I nodded. Yes, I have time. And I was already thinking about taking some time for myself. Hell, a road trip sounds just about perfect.
I have no idea why I'm doing this, but yes. Come on down.
I have no idea why I asked, but thank you. I couldn't talk to the Montgomerys. I couldn't talk to anybody, except apparently maybe Brenna. I would have to think about what that meant later. Because first, I had some packing to do.
Beckett operated the grill, with Eliza standing next to him, rolling her eyes as he most likely was mansplaining how to use the grill. Beckett was terrific, my best friend for a reason, and the one I shared most of my secrets with. But as soon as he stood in front of a grill, he became the Neanderthal who needed to show precisely how man made fire. Of course, his father stood on the other side of him, explaining to Beckett and Eliza how to use the grill. As Eliza had been living on her own long before she'd lost her husband, thanks to constant deployments, I knew Eliza knew how to use a grill. We all knew. But she was in love, and it was a new and sappy sweet love, so she was going to let Beckett explain to her. And I wasn't jealous. Not with Beckett. Not at all. Okay, so I was a little jealous, but not because of Beckett. Despite what everybody in the world thought, I was not in love with Beckett Montgomery. I had never been. I'd suffered a minor crush on him that had turned into nothing, and yet everyone thought I had been pining for him. I had no idea where the rumor had started, and no matter how many times I tried to deny it or even not talk about it so it would go away, it only intensified their knowingness of my deep love for that man. Now that he was getting married and he and Eliza were ready to spend the rest of their lives together, hopefully that whole crush thing and unrequited love thing would die down. Maybe. Archer and his boyfriend were talking to Mrs. Montgomery. Mark had a scowl on his face, confusing me since the man didn't usually show emotion at the Montgomery house. I liked Archer's boyfriend, though I didn't know a lot about him.
"Why are you over here frowning at the rest of the party and not part of it?"
Clay asked as I looked over at the newest adopted person into the Montgomerys. Of course, Clay had been adopted into another set of Montgomerys before he'd even come here. Beckett's cousins had been the ones to introduce Clay to this part of the family and were why Clay was now working for Montgomery Builders. "I'm not frowning," I said as I relaxed my face.